Hour number two. Our country, our society, our culture, our way of life, our traditions, our heritage are under attack. And under attack by, unfortunately, a lot of Americans known as Christian Zionists who don't understand the world elite and the world power structure and the basic attitude of those who would seek to subjugate all of us. And I wonder sometimes if the Christian Zionists really have their heads buried in the sand intentionally. I mean, it's so obvious what they're dealing with and who they're supporting. I don't get it. This has nothing to do with Judaism. It has to do with Zionism, which is a secular, non-spiritual, geopolitical movement. That's what we're talking about here. There are Christian Zionists, 35 million of them maybe 40 million. There are Zionists. There are atheist Zionists. There are all kinds of Zionists. And back with us to talk about this threat to us and the issues involved is Reverend Ted Pike. Ted is back tonight, and glad to talk to him, as always. Ted, how are we doing?
Oh, pretty good, Jeff. Thanks for having me on.
My pleasure. This is a bad time. It's a bad situation we're in, and I don't know where you want to start with this, but you've got some essays that you've posted on your site. You might want to mention that to start things.
Yes. I begin my article describing how that back in 1971, the Anti-Defamation League, this is a Jewish organization. It's an unregistered official representative of the State of Israel.
It's a foreign lobby is what it is.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. The what they did in December, it would be about December 24th in 1971, just as the parliamentarians in Ottawa were leaving for Christmas vacation, they managed to rush through a bill which very few people knew anything about. It's called the Canadian Human Rights Act. And its section 319 has been a perennial thorn in the side of Christians and free thinkers in Canada ever since. Horrendous stories of persecution and a long, tedious trials taking years and what would be probably $500,000 today in order to defend yourself.
Right.
So you didn't have to go to prison. And for what? For criticizing homosexuals or criticizing Jews or criticizing any what they term an identifiable group in Canada. Now, what the ADL was doing, it was creating basically a speech crime legal system bureaucracy in Canada in which our speech, whether it's against Jews or against immigrants or whatever, if it is harsh, if it is intimidating, if it is harassing in any way, then that, you know, the member of that protected group can call the Human Rights Commission in that province or on federally, and the thought police come running to find out if a hate crime, a speech crime has occurred. And
Ted, a question, please. Where do we come up with qualification for groups to be protected? What about the International Cake Decorators Union? What about hairstylists? What about, you know, I don't know, trash collectors who drive the trash truck? Where do we stop this madness?
Well, I point out in my article that basically back in 1964, it is very well known that Jewish organizations, Jewish idealists, the Jewish freedom riders, and especially the ADL, was instrumental in helping create the Civil Rights Act of 1964. And what it did was it sold itself to the American people, saying, after literally perhaps even millennia of oppression and slavery, the blacks should be given a compensation, not just justice under the law, not just freedom in the fullest sense of the word, like every other American, but they needed the extra perks such as affirmative action and the busing and welfare benefits of the Civil Rights Act in order to compensate for a long heritage of abuse at the hands of white Christians and so on. And not only that, I should mention the Jews were very influential in bringing slavery to the New World. But the idea
let's be more specific. All the records of the slave ships are eminently available, and virtually 95% of them were registered to Jewish merchants.
Yes.
Right? Jewish companies. They were slavery, okay? They enabled it. Let's be honest. Yeah. This is a science historical fact. All right, go ahead.
Yes. Well, that laid a foundation for the idea, I believe, in the mind of ADL, that if we can give special preferential treatment and protection to one group of one oppressed minority, well, there are other minorities. There are the homosexuals. There are the Latinos. There are you can just add on. And the ultimate objective, I believe, of ADL was to obtain special federal protection for Jews from criticism, theological criticism of the Talmud, or political criticism, or criticism for dominating the media, or running a stock market, whatever. The Jews' ideal world construct is that it will be a hate crime to right. criticize Jews in any of these ways. And so today in Europe, and in the entire world, in fact, the ADL has established hate crimes bureaucracies in at least 60 countries of the world. And they're very similar to Canada. And in England, of course, as one example, is just as rabid against so-called discrimination or hate or intimidation as the Canadians. For example, I think it was in the fall or the turn of the year, there was a news item, and you can obtain that on the web, about some man who called in the British Isles to a BBC talk show, and he was able to hold forth for about 15 minutes describing an international Zionist conspiracy in all of its manifold tentacles. And the talk show host didn't know what to do with him. They couldn't answer him. They just let him talk for 15 minutes. And this outraged the Jewish activist, who demanded that the police find that man's phone number and arrest him. And you see, that's what we enjoy here in the United States under the First Amendment is the freedom to use perhaps coarse or vulgar or even obscene and even hateful speech.
Hey, we get angry, we're happy. Yeah. It doesn't matter. Emotion-driven speech is protected under the Constitution. Do you know how many other countries on the face of this earth have a First Amendment? Zero. Zero. None. We're the only one. And if we don't protect that with our lives, this country is toast. Gone.
Yes. So what has happened in Canada is we have all of these various groups protected, the Jews, the Sikhs, the Aboriginal Indians, on and on, women, gays, etc. And so in Canada, a pastor, no pastor in Canada, in a church in Canada, can boldly speak from the pulpit, first reading the Holy Scriptures imprecations against homosexuality. But if he personally stands up and say, I absolutely agree with this, that homosexuality is an abomination. Well, all it takes is one gay member of that congregation or that radio audience to report him to the Human Rights Commission in that province, and he is facing a possible 2 years fine and literally thousands of dollars of legal fees in addition.
Tens of thousands. And this is extant right now, Ted? This law is in effect right now?
Absolutely. It hasn't changed, except only get more severe since 1971.
Wow.
Now, that is exactly what the ADL is trying to do in two bills they are moving in the Congress right now. I'll just briefly outline these two bills because that's the substance of my recent email alert at truthtellers.org. It's a two-part series. First, it's on the Equality Act, and that's up right now at truthtellers.org. It's SB5. That means it's been introduced in the Senate. SB5, the Equality Act. Its intention is to make the U.S. a speech crime dominated oligarchy here in the country, ruled largely by Jews like the SPLC, the Southern Poverty Law Center, and the ADL. And what it basically says is that it's been called the bathroom bill. In fact, it's just a remake of the old ENDA, the Employment Non-Discrimination Act, which basically says that homosexuals, transvestites, male and female transvestites, whatever, have the right to enter into the lavatory as well as the showering facilities of their opposite sex. Now, the problem is that in itself is a big enough problem that a woman who has a butch haircut and wearing boots can come into your lavatory and watch the men urinate. I find that an invasion of my dignity. Well, that's what the Equality Act says will be federal law. But it also means that many homosexuals homosexual transvestites are bisexual. That means that they are sexually attracted to both sexes. And under the Equality Bill, this means a bisexual transvestite male, basically a man, with all the parts of a man, but wearing lipstick and wearing a wig and wearing a dress and a bra, can be legally empowered to strip off his clothes and shower down with college girls in PE and athletic activities. This is unbelievable.
There's a war on the sexes on top of everything else. They want everybody to be gray goo. They're trying to break down the viva la difference, huh? They're trying to make us all the same, to take all this difference that has generated so much individual brilliance over the years, think about it, and make it all into one. That's their game. Yeah. And it's a communistic Bolshevik goal that's been around a long time, and they're getting away with it. I wonder how many trannies and sexual deviants and depraved individuals actually use the law to enter a woman's high school or college locker room. Is this going on very much, Ted? I don't know.
Well, not to mention teen kids who are pedophiles and getting into that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Boys, 14-year-old boys, say they are now transgender or trans.
But do we know, is this going on a lot? I mean, are men...
It's not going on now because we were able to defeat the ENDA bill. It never got through the Republican House of Representatives. Now, if the college refuses to allow voyeuristic bisexual males this privilege, the college can be indicted.
Can be sanctioned, yes, and worse. Yeah.
Indicted and harshly punished by the government. Punishment would certainly, at least the bottom line, would be involve a cutoff of federal funding to that college or university, which is very, very dear to them.
Well, this is what I was asking about. I know it's not nationally okay, but certainly locally, regionally, and certain states, you've got exceptions, like you just mentioned. I wonder how often this goes on.
The liberal state legislatures are strongly moving in this direction. I understand probably this is... they're probably mandated to have a third bathroom facility for the unisex and so on. And I don't have a quarrel with that. But I do have a quarrel with the fact that what this does is it takes the most basic human attributes such as modesty or dignity.
Oh, it tears it down. That's the Communist Manifesto. You're 100% right.
Confuses it in a unisex maelstrom of sexual confusion. And not only the colleges and universities, but this is also the anti-discrimination bill was a bill forbidding any kind of discrimination in employment, in housing, and so on.
Right.
And in punishing violators under the Civil Rights Act of 1964.
Right.
And this bill would do exactly that. And so what that means is that if a Christian, if you have a Christian landlord or rental, or a property owner or whatever, if he were so foolish, quote unquote foolish, as to tell blatant, homosexuals, male or female homosexuals who wanted to rent his property, that he considered homosexuality a sin, and they began to scream to the human rights commissions that they were terribly hurt, they were wounded, they were devastated, they were now facing renting or being employed in a hostile workplace. That kind of language. That's exactly the kind of language which in Canada everybody knows will bring the thought police down upon you, and you'll be sought with a human rights violation leading to years, decades perhaps of grief. And so, the Equality Act has to be defeated. And, at the end of this program, we could save a few minutes. I'll give you the phone numbers, Congress, the bill numbers, and everything, and exactly what you should say. The Equality Act has now gone through the House Judiciary, and is pretty close to being poised simply to be offered to the House. And of course, with the majority of Democrats in the House, it's going to be an uphill fight to keep it from passing.
Right.
But the next bill I'm very concerned about, and is part two of these articles, is the Anti-Semitism Awareness Act.
Oh.
And these two bills are made to work hand in glove to destroy free speech in America. And I'll tell you why in a minute. Now, basically, the Anti-Semitism Awareness Act says that the Department of Education, obviously under the advisement of ADL, SPLC, should come up with definitions of anti-Semitism that can be applied to college campuses, and the growing problem, according to ADL, of anti-Semitic hate speech on college campuses. Now, all across the country, the liberal kids who once protested apartheid in Africa, protested civil rights abuses against blacks, protested the Vietnam War. What's happening is they're turning on the liberals and turning on ADL and so on, protesting Israel's mistreatment of the Palestinians. They're calling for sanctions, and they're calling for divestment in Israel. And, oh, this is terrible. ADL is tearing its hair, saying, this is hate speech. This is anti-Semitic hate speech.
Wait, now, let me just make that a little more clear. If someone were to criticize the state of Israel for its barbarous, inhuman treatment of many Palestinians, that's hate speech under the law?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, they are saying it's hate speech to convince big corporations not to invest so heavily in Israel. In fact, what they're wanting to do through the Anti-Semitism Awareness Act is to have the Department of Education make a list of what are considered the historic incendiary attacks on Jews in Israel, which send Jews into apoplexy and tearing their hair in anguish and mortification and remembrance of the Holocaust and all this kind of thing. And at the top of the list, of course, is the biblical New Testament claim that the Jews killed Christ. This is considered the Chernobyl of anti-Semitic accusations. At the top of the list that ADL wants to do is to ban every pastor in America from ever at Easter time reading how the Pharisees masterminded the Jewish mob to have Pilate kill Christ. They want that extinguished from history.
Right.
And then, of course, there are a number of other accusations which you and I would be extremely guilty of, which would be saying that there is a conspiracy in the Talmud. There is a conspiracy in the Kabbalah. There is a conspiracy in the Rothschild dynasty.
Yeah, this is taking advanced society, which we like to think we at least we were, back to the Gothic medieval ages. This is not correct thinking for the 21st century at all. This is nuts.
Well, the civilization depends on the free exchange of ideas. Now, I believe it is anti-Semitic to believe that Jews, as a race, are genetically subversive and corruptive. I believe that's absolutely wrong. I believe that that's racistic. It deprives the Jewish people, whether they're Ashkenazi or Khazar, whatever. It deprives them of human dignity before their creator. It animalizes them. So I hate that kind of thing. But it is not anti-Semitic to charge, after much research and reading the Babylonian Talmud, reading the Zohar, which I have done very extensively, it is not anti-Semitic to say that the Jews 2,000 years ago were led astray. They were led astray from the true Messiah, Jesus Christ, to false leaders, the Pharisees, who wrote the Babylonian Talmud, who wrote the Kabbalah, and who have led the Jewish people into apostasy and spiritual darkness and even political confusion and darkness and revolution. Now, that's not anti-Semitic. It's not anti-Semitic to criticize them because of facts of history.
Well, we have to take a little break. We'll come right back. One of the few shows on all of talk radio that gives you just one break during the hour. Please support our sponsors. Tell them you appreciate their support of this program. Okay? Be right back with Ted. Okay, and welcome back. Talking with Reverend Ted Pike, the ADL and the SPLC and more want a Canadian-style hate law for America, and they're pushing it very hard. We're talking about that with Ted Pike. Go ahead, Ted.
Yes, I've been on this program many times in years past, fighting ADL's Matthew Shepard Hate Crimes Prevention Act, which was actually passed in 2009. But the problem with that, as far as the ADL is concerned, they didn't get what they really, really want, which is a speech crime law. So the First Amendment still holds very largely under the Matthew Shepard Act, but they want more. They want us to be emerging into Canada in the jurisprudence of a speech crime society. And at the top of their list, the kind of the crowning top of the layered cake of speech crimes laws, which have gone into effect, they want a speech crime law that especially protects Jews and puts Jews into a category of special federal favor. In fact, ADL, I have a link to this, an ADL article in which they are pushing for Jews to be provided special status and protection under the Civil Rights Act, along with blacks, women, Latinos, gays, etc. And ADL is now boasting that the U.S. Department of Justice and the U.S. Department of Education now enforce special protections for Jews under Title VI of the Civil Rights Act.
Right.
Now, the strategy of what ADL is doing with these two bills working hand in glove with each other is, on one hand, ADL postures saying, oh, we venerate the First Amendment, you know, we believe, you know, even hate speech should be protected. But they say there is a certain type of anti-Semitic hate speech which is so violent in its impact upon Jewish sensibilities that it intimidates them. It reduces them to quivering protoplasm, destroys their personality, destroys their life, destroys their self-respect, and so on. And this kind of hate speech is while it's protected under the First Amendment, and we revere that, we must...
Oh, they must make an exception in this case.
They must make an exception for hate speech in the sense that the Equality Act says if speech is so intimidating to a member of a federally protected group that it destroys their lives and causes them to commit suicide and so on, then, like shouting fire in a crowded theater, that should be proscribed. That shouldn't be allowed. And so, you see, what the Equality Bill does is it provides a justification for creating an exemption to free speech in America. And that exemption will have the full force of the civil rights.
Well, you know what they say, Ted.
Penalties. Yes.
Once it is breached, it will not stop, and there'll be others. This would also end all legitimate historical academic research into World War II, and even before and after that. It doesn't matter. And what's really ironic, and I think it's well known, and they've worked hard, they've earned it. They're very, very smart, very sophisticated, very clever people, these Zionists. Most of them enjoy a standard of living that is way up the scale, way up the ladder. And what the hell do they have to bitch about? They've got it made, most of them. This is a fact. I'm not jealous about it, just it's a fact. Just the truth.
Well, their problem, they say, is that they have been living in ghettos and driven from one country after another.
Oh, please, this is slavery reparations all over again.
Yes, it is, for 2,000 years, and it's high time that the Jews, as a historically beleaguered, persecuted race, have basically compensation. Yeah. And that compensation, again, is something which no human being should have. No human being should have entitlement to have complete freedom from criticism. Nothing corrupts a person or a nation more than obtaining perpetual freedom from the constructive criticism of other people. This is what Caligula demanded. This was what Nero demanded, and Hitler and Stalin, and creating to monsters. It absolutely corrupts, absolutely, to have that privilege given to you. But paradoxically, that is exactly what the evangelical Zionists have given to the state of Israel and Jews for the past more than a century now. And the result is that it has created the biggest spoiled rat in the universe. Israel demanding vast billions every year from the United States.
And getting it. They get $10 million a day, Ted.
And persecuting the Palestinians by degrees and moving them out of Palestine. And I point out in my article that if the Jews are given freedom from criticism, historical, scholarly criticism, which is the oxygen of a normal life, is to receive feedback from other people. Right. An ancient philosopher said, know thyself, to thyself be true. Well, in order to know yourself, you need the perspective of other people bearing down on you. And yet, they are wanting a law which will criminalize any kind of biblical or scholarly perspectives on the Jews with only flatteries and so on. And I pointed out at the end of this last segment of these two articles that this kind of indulgence by the evangelical churches has massively built up the walls of what the Bible prophesies. It will be Babylon the Great, a world federalization of nations governed by the great harlot, Israel. And I point out that I do have a powerful, very popular article at truthtellers.org, which says blatantly, Israel is Babylon the Great. And if we give give atheistic and secular Christ-hating Jews freedom from criticism under power of law.
Racist apartheid. You forgot those two words.
Then we are basically elevating and propelling Babylon the Great to on the one world stage of control and power.
Right.
And the book of Revelation says that this woman, a scarlet woman who rides upon the beast of the Antichrist, she's red with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus. What that means is that the halo that's over the Jewish race right now will slip and crash to the ground as the great harlot turns with fury upon those who have brought her into this place of eminence and will savagely turn upon the Christians. And that's exactly what is going on. Going all through the Civil Rights Act is that the ADL is an anti-Christian pro-abortion organization which has no sympathy for babies in the womb. They have no real sympathy, I believe, for the blacks or the Chicanos or even the homosexuals. What they want, all of these groups are to be as they are stepping stones upon which they can ascend ultimately to federal protection of the Jewish people in the World Federation of the Antichrist and the Great Harlot. And that's why we need to, if we ever had a couple of bills that Christians, conservatives, even atheistic conservatives need to join together now and kill those things in the cradle is right now. And if we have time, let me just go ahead and give some phone numbers.
Please. Yeah.
Get some real action going here. The as I said, the equality bill is gone through committee and could be introduced onto the floor of the House anytime now. That's the prognosis.
Before you give the phone numbers, Ted.
Okay.
Just a couple of things. If we become no longer legally able to criticize this particular group, other groups are going to come forward and demand equal treatment under the law. Not only that, but if we become afraid to verbalize our thoughts, we will become essentially afraid to think those thoughts. This is thought control. This is mass mind control of the most insidious nature. You cannot have partial freedom of speech any more than you can have partial pregnancy. It doesn't happen. We have it or we don't. End of story. Our founding fathers knew it. We should have no truck with these laws at all. None.
Yes. Well, I end this last article saying now is your date with destiny. And what I mean by that is every free-born Christian American or non-Christian American, whatever.
Anyone who believes in freedom of speech, God-given freedom of speech, right?
Has to come to the aid of God and country and freedom right now. This is a moment of destiny. And this is your time, maybe for the first time in your life, to pick up that phone and actually let your member of the House, and later, if it doesn't pass, if it passes in the House, then we'll have to go bombard the Senate. But right now, the battlefield is the U.S. House of Representatives. And I want you to call your Republican House member. I don't have any hope for the Democrats. But you can call your Republican House member at 1-202-224-3121. Again, that's 1-202-224-3121. Now, some people don't even know how to find their Republican House member. It's very simple. You can just if you're on the web, just Google in Republican House members for Oregon, and you'll have it instantly. Or you can call your local library, and they'll be happy to tell you. So here's what I'd like you to say. Please vote against the Equality Act, H.R. 5. It will help end free speech for Christians, making them criminals if they criticize homosexuality. And of course, if H.R. 5 passes in the House immediately, find the Republican members of the Senate and call all of them. And I have a little PS after this. I say, years ago, a Christian living in northern Canada called me saying that he had been quietly passing out gospel tracts in his small town when a policeman approached. The officer told him it was now illegal to, quote-unquote, proselytize in that province. The plight of authentic Christian Canadians soberly reminds us that by opposing the equality bill, we are fighting for the very existence of Christianity. The Christian right is a vast potential voting bloc. And that's why I want to advise them and educate them into the fact that incredibly, despite some 85 clear references in the Old Testament that Israel was a harlot, the mother of whores, and so on, the first to have spiritual relations with God, meaning Jesus Christ, the first to prostitute that and had a whore's forehead, according to Jeremiah, despite massive, massive indications in Scripture that they are building up Babylon the Great, we need to bring them over into a voting block as much as possible against this Antichrist attempt to take away spiritual and physical liberty in this country.
Well said. Here's another one. As you know, Steven Spielberg has produced many blockbuster movies. He's clearly a gifted filmmaker, but if you study Spielberg's movies, you'll quickly come to understand that there are many messages in there that are not meant to be seen easily and readily by those who participate in attending the films. Well, okay, that's a given. On top of that, Steven Spielberg, a year ago, advocated that there be mandatory Holocaust indoctrination in all American schools.
Yes.
He said, it's not a prerequisite to graduate high school as it should be, i.e. the study of the Holocaust. Spielberg said, it should be part of the social science, social studies curriculum in every public high school in this country. There you go.
Yes.
So
yeah.
They're nonstop in their issue of pushing their victimhood at the expense of our Constitution and way of life.
Well,
alleged victimhood.
Any kind of self-pity, whether it's personal self-pity or collective social ethnic self-pity, is not good for that individual or that group of people. I think it's always amazing to me. I was just watching today a film about food vendors all throughout the Orient, as small food stalls, and every one of the entrepreneurs of these people, of these indigenous free enterprise activities, had a bitterly, bitterly hard road, whether it's Korea or Thailand or Bombay in India, all of them literally clawed their way up out of what would be total despair, total victimhood that we would find intolerable here in the United States. And yet they were all happy. They were all full of joy, and they had no self-pity. None of them had any self-pity. And lots of times tourists go to these countries and they find that the more poor the people are, the happier they seem to be. And so the ADL-SPLC had made a specialty of telling historically victimized groups, including their own Jews, how hard they've had it, especially how hard they've had it at the hands of white Christians.
Yeah.
And this creates a perpetual block on your shoulder. You're just always borne down by the the desire that society should do more for you to compensate for what their ancestors did generations or hundreds of years ago. It's all very unhealthy, but it's calculated. As I was saying earlier, the ADL doesn't have the intention, the sincere intention of bringing justice to any of these groups. They are stepping stones to elevate Jews to specially protected federal and internationally protected federal status in the world, leading to power beyond anything we can comprehend today. And the only way to comprehend that is to read the 17th and 18th chapter of Revelation. It's all there. And all I can say to people is, now is your date with destiny. Get on that phone tomorrow and let's besiege Republican members of Congress, letting them know that we expect them to vote down the Equality Act. And if they don't, well, we're going to have them selling life insurance next couple of years after they get out of
Ted, please give the phone numbers again. Go ahead.
Yes. The phone number is 1-202-224-3121. That's 1-202-224-3121. And then just say this, please vote against the Equality Act, H.R. 5. It will
have
been free speech.
Go ahead.
It'll have free speech for Christians and for everybody, making them criminals if they criticize homosexuality.
There have been other efforts to pass hate legislation, anti-hate legislation, and we have been able to stop that. Reason has prevailed, and we're okay. Canada is lost. They're gone.
Yeah. Well, it's extremely easy to pass hate bills. In fact, before the year 2000, some 45 U.S. states had just walked in perfect lockstep with ADL and just routinely adopted state hate laws without any thought whatever. They completely accepted the ADL rhetoric, and it was just a sure pass. And what happened was, fortunately, in 1999, Dr. D. James Kennedy, a powerful Baptist, Presbyterian, preacher, radio preacher, TV preacher, he sounded the alarm about the danger of hate crimes laws. Nobody had heard that before. In fact, a poll of evangelical youth in 1990 found that a huge percentage, clear up 85% of evangelical youth, were in favor in the U.S. of hate crimes laws. But what happened there was, I read with great sincerity and great concern what D.J. Kennedy warned about, and that launched me into an investigation on what was going on in Canada. My wife and I went up to Canada, researched it. We did a 60-minute video entitled Hate Laws Making Criminals of Christians, which you can order at truthtellers.org. And we have many, many educational assets at Truth Tellers on the whole hate crimes philosophy and sordid record. But what we want to do now is to not rehash old, out-of-date hate crime strategies, which we did for 10 years and kept defeating ADL and saving freedom. What we have to do is gear up now to these new, very subtle, extremely dangerous strategies which ADL, SPLC are indulging in. And nobody in the right really knows what's going on. But I believe if we raise a ruckus, we can defeat not only the Equality Bill, but when the Anti-Semitism Awareness Act starts moving forward into committee, which it is not quite done yet, we can bombard that committee with so much flack against it that we can defeat that too, and we can save a generation of Americans from slavery under the Canadian style of hate laws.
See, in my view, we already have plenty of laws on the books to protect all of our citizens. We don't need this. This is so excessive, so contrived, so over the top. It's ridiculous. It's just stupid.
Yeah. Well, I think there's a kind of a race going on. The Jewish media, Hollywood, are corrupting the American youth and corrupting American people so rapidly that what happens, you see, this Equality Act has been introduced at least, I think, 3 times already and been defeated. And yet they keep it up because they know as the world and the nation and the youth and the next generation become more corrupt, that sooner or later they can get it through. But I'm not interested in people who are going to get more corrupt. We are going to trust in God and fight the good fight as long as we have that.
I agree. All right. Very good. Thank you, Ted, for your work and efforts. Go to truthtellers.org and look at these articles and drop Ted a note thanking him. Okay, talk to you next time, Ted. You be well.
Thank you, Jeff. Good night.
Good night. Okay, another threat to our basic God-given rights to speak our minds. This is, it's so sci-fi crazy, it's not fun. Okay, back with more in just a few. Hang on.